Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
It's the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Is it?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
It.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. Just making sure. Here, if you're wondering, is Froggy, and there's Danielle. Hello. I see Deanna in the background. Hi, Deanna. And there's Straight Nate, and there's Gandhi, and Scary. We're looking up Scary's nose. Very nice. Mm-hmm. There's Scotty B, and there's Garrett, and there's Brody in the den. Hi, Brody in the den.
Good morning, Elvis, in the spot in front of the TV screen.
Yes. All right, so here we are. What do we do? I mean, we had yesterday off. We have a 4-day work week.
No.
Yeah. So I actually thought we were on vacation already, which is, to be honest, like over the weekend, I was like, oh my gosh, it's vacation, blah, blah. And then I went, wait a minute, we're not on vacation yet. I was not like, yet. Already in vacation mode. It was really weird.
I'm with Danielle. I have senioritis. I got that jump start. I was at the beach. I was hanging out at an outdoor concert.
Yeah.
I was in a pool on Saturday, Sunday with my friends.
Yeah. Scary. It's like, I'm already on vacation. Oh, yeah. We got to go back for 3 days, 4 days.
Yeah. It was tough
to
get back.
It's not that bad. No. I mean, and look at the job you have to come back to. It's really not the most miserable
right.
job.
Oh, it's a good job.
I'm thankful.
Good job.
It could be a lot worse.
Yeah. Imagine I have to perform.
It could be a lot worse. Well, all right. So where do we go? What do you want to do on the podcast today?
Well, I thought it could be kind of interesting.
I can't hear it. Your microphone's not on. What?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. What?
I thought it'd be kind of interesting if, since we had somebody use the brown word twice, well, they said shit. I could say that, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Explain how that dump button works for the people.
I don't think we want to put people behind the curtain to see how that works.
Well, I'll shut that down real fast.
I don't think that's a good idea at all.
Well, okay. Explain. I just think it's interesting that we have this technology where people hear us 18 seconds after we actually speak.
Exactly.
How, like, right. It boggles your mind when you think about it. Like, everything exactly, we say if you tell them exactly, sits in a little box for 18 seconds.
It's like radio DVR.
Yeah.
But if you tell them exactly
we have the
how it works.
To
hold on a second. Can you not hear Scotty? Do you need headphones
on? Where's Scotty B?
Dude.
I'm sorry.
No,
senioritis is scary.
What?
Were you there?
No, I was just saying, if you actually tell them how it works, someone's going to call up and go, fuck, and then we're fucked.
Right.
Well, you know what?
By the way, let me just make it very clear. We're not fucked. We have plenty of power, and there's no one who can get through that.
And you know what?
Elvis, I find it interesting that Scotty didn't want us to tell people how our system worked, but instead he told people how to beat the system.
No. I mean, I'm not going to say anything else.
Well, you know what we're technically supposed to do is we're supposed to hit the dump button and then take the caller off. That is technically what we're supposed to do.
Right.
So we will do that.
I can't wait to go, fuck. What you're saying is somebody fucked up today. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Not saying anything. I mean, we give the listener the benefit of the doubt once. The second time, I feel like they are in hot water. Yeah. Right.
We're all good. We have no problem with our dump system. So feel free to listen every day and feel safe.
In fact, we can crank it up. We could be on a full hour. We can have that thing ramped up to like 60 minutes of dump.
So you're not going to hear the word shit or fuck.
No.
In 18 seconds, if somebody says shit for 18 seconds long and we don't turn them off, then we're stupid and we deserve whatever we get.
I think
Scary's, even if Scary's got 12 donuts in his hand, he's going to figure out how to turn it off in 18 seconds. I got faith in Scary.
I don't know. A 13th donut might put it over the edge.
There is something to be said for someone who's so relaxed that they don't realize they're doing it. It's like a fleeting expletive.
We do it too. Every once in a while, we'll be so relaxed with each other. We'll go, oh gosh, it's yelled the fucking traffic today.
I remember one day Elvis said, fuck. It was like, almost nobody caught it. It was so like nonchalant. And Scary's like, I think I just heard fuck. Scary didn't. We had to go back and listen to it. And sure enough, he did.
it means we're relaxed. Like Nate was saying, if we're so relaxed and into each other, that we totally forget we can't say those words.
That's the problem. And I overthink it. Like, I was trying not to say asshole in, like, this story that I was doing about some celebrity. And I was like, don't say they're an asshole. Don't say they're an asshole. And then I said, they were such an asshole. I'm like, oh! I said not to say that.
It is funny, though, like, because we got a text a couple of weeks ago, and it said, how are you guys able to do the podcast and swear and say shit, fuck, all this? And then you go on the air, and your brain, like, can you explain how your brain switches? I just know, like...
Yeah.
I just know. I don't
it.
Even
know. I
just
think
it's a good thing
parents.
We do this last.
Oh, no, I don't. Yeah. Then I'd be cursed.
Yeah. Yeah, but even like,
if we did this first, we'd be in trouble.
But no. And what I'm saying is like, even during commercial breaks, did you say this fucking thing? Yeah. This fucking story is motherfucker. And then we go on the air and Elvis is like, perfect. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's just something from doing this for so long.
I used to work with two guys who hated each other. Okay, back in the 90s, they hated each other. And in between breaks on the air, they would literally have fuck you fights with one another. And then the microphones would come on, and they would be like, yeah, you're here. They were like buddies in the air. It's like, I'm like,
oh, really?
How do they turn it off so fast? Well, it was unbelievable.
Often, I mean, think about it. How often we're on a commercial break, and we're telling a filthy story, and there's like 5 seconds left, and then all of a sudden... Elvis just comes right on, and as if nothing happened.
We've been doing it for so long. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know how you have that relative, like your grandmother or your aunt, that you don't curse in front of. I try to pretend the microphone is the person I won't curse in front of.
Right. See, I don't have any relatives like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's actually odd to be able to say fuck in front of a microphone like we can right now. That's why, you know, I don't know. If ever it was not illegal to use foul language on air, I it would take us a while to adjust to that.
I'd pick up pretty quickly. I'm a quick adjuster.
you don't want to use foul language just for the sake of using
That's what
it.
Howard said. If you remember when Howard first went over to XM, he said, we are not going to gratuitously just sit here and use the F word every 5 seconds.
Just because we can.
Right.
Well, he used the Spider-Man analogy, with great power comes great responsibility. You know,
and that lasted all of 3 weeks on the Stern Show.
But even so, yesterday, if you were watching the Warriors parade, Draymond Green just got up there and was like, I don't give a fuck, you know, like, but like, I think he just used it because he had the power to say it. Like, it was, there was no place for him to say, I don't give a fuck, you know, on stage like that, right. With everybody watching it on ESPN, you know, like on the caller Drew today, when he said it, it was natural. It was a mistake. He didn't have a plan of coming on and saying, well, no shit.
The first one, I felt like that one was natural. Like, he was like, oh shit, I don't know. The second one, I'm like, okay, at this point, he's just like, hey, I got away with the first one. I'll just say the second one.
But look, you know, and I mean, how many times do you curse per day?
Oh. Me and Danielle or everybody else?
Yeah.
we all
depends
do.
Depends if
lot.
I'm driving.
So when we have these microphones on, the fact that we are as slick as we are and not using, you know, fucking shit every other word, because I don't know if in everyday life we use a lot of foul language. It's just who we are. We're awful people.
I know. I also think it's where you grew up. Like, where I know where Scary Bernie and I come from.
It's a Brooklyn thing.
Brooklyn in the Bronx. That was just like hanging out on the corner. Like, you know.
So how do I blame North Carolina and Tampa then?
These words were used as adjectives, nouns, adverbs.
Yeah, right, by the nuns.
Exactly.
Do you think that one day it won't be foul? It'll just be regular language and we'll be desensitized to it.
Maybe.
I think we are desensitized.
We already are. That's what's so odd. We are desensitized. Those words mean nothing.
I don't
to
see
us.
The F word any longer as a sex act. I see the F word as an adjective. Like, you're fucking crazy. Right. Like, it describes how crazy you are. I just see it as an adjective now. It describes.
Oh my God, this food fucks. Right. People say that. Nobody says that.
Yes, they do.
Is that a thing now? Oh my God, this fucks.
You fuck your food?
No, they say this fucks. That's a new slang
term. I'm done
term.
With the word. I'm not using I'm the word saying. Anymore.
I've never heard that.
Where are you hearing these words?
I don't hear my kids say that.
Well, no, I hope not.
Where are you hanging out?
Coming soon to a mouth near you.
No.
Watch it.
Scary.
I'm telling
Scary,
you.
That's my favorite
you,
porn.
Scary, are you like a futurist?
No, I'm telling you. Thank you, Scotty. I hear kids saying that
I heard
time.
A joke.
You hear kids saying
wasn't that funny?
Time?
They're like, yes.
You hang out with kids?
It was funny, actually.
Yeah. Oh, Danielle's calling her son. Don't do that.
I'm calling him.
Look, Scary is totally oblivious to all the other stuff going on in the show.
Hang on.
Generalize.
Who are we calling?
Spencer. Yeah. Hold on. See if he answers.
You're gonna ask
I met
your
everyone
son
like the one
you...
girl I met.
Spence! Hello? You're on the podcast. So...
Hi, Spencer.
Hey, Spencer.
You can curse, Spencer.
Can you hear him?
Well, ask him the question.
Okay, so here's the question. Scary, ask him the question.
Have you ever used the F word to describe something like, oh my God, this food, this fucks, this song fucks?
Do people talk like that?
No. So you're trying to describe it like, oh, this is a sick song. This is crazy.
Right, like that, like this.
He says all the kids are saying it, Spence.
In replacement of slaps now and things.
I've never heard that.
The only time I ever hear that is in relation to a human. So like, oh yeah, Steve Carell, he fucks. Like, that's it. I don't ever hear it about meals or shoes.
I hear it about accessories and things and pop culture.
Who are you hanging out with?
Who are you hanging out with?
Why are you shopping
there? Oh yeah,
there?
Those earrings, fuck.
No, I've heard it about that girl down the block. That girl down the block, she fucks. Everybody.
In the Jay Harlow song, he does say he's going to fuck those earrings off of her. But
no,
that's something different.
That's not the way it's being used.
You didn't hear that, Spencer. You did not hear that.
Your mom made the best dinner last night. Your mom fucks.
Okay, bye.
Love you, Spence.
I love that you can have those mother-son conversations like that.
Jesus.
I love you, Spenny.
I love you, too. See you guys later.
Bye. He's like, who the hell?
See, right away. He's like, no friggin' way.
The way he said no was everything. No.
You're in an Italian restaurant. Like, oh my God, this ziti fucks.
Oh my God.
Well, then your dick is really small, Scary.
Like that.
We're going to listen back to this podcast one day, and people are going to be like, oh my God, he was right.
I think that any hope of it becoming a word just got killed in this podcast.
Honestly, would it be safe to say this podcast fucks?
I'm not trying to make it happen. I'm telling you, I've heard it.
All right. Thank you, Scary.
Oh my God.
What? Are we done?
I think we should be done now. What is Scotty
B doing? Show. Call us. Tell us what fucks.
Yeah. All right, Nate. You fuck.
Nate used it properly.
This podcast fucks, man.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
I hate you all.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.